Tonight's shir, Simon Resh Chof Hei, Siv Gimel and Siv Dalet. Siv Gimel. Haroe Pri Chadosh, Mischadesh Mishana Lashana, Mevarech Shechiano. If a person sees a new fruit, and it means, what does it mean, a new fruit? It means it's seasonal. It only comes once a year when it's in season, from year to year. And you see the fruit as it comes back in season, you say Shechiano. Even if you see it in someone else's hand, or on the tree. The meaning has become not to make the bracha shechiyon until you actually eat it. But if you say the bracha when you see it, you don't lose out. Now don't make the bracha until the fruit is fully developed. If you didn't make the bracha the first time you saw it, you can make the bracha the second time you see it. Before we see the Mishnah Berurah, let's take a look at Be'er Halacha. Be'er Halacha Pri Chadosh. You see a Pri Chadosh. Be'er Halacha says, Bein Pri Eitz or Pri Adam. It makes no difference if it's a fruit of the tree or of the ground. Could go into Las, a melon, something like that. Well, the Inyan Pri Adama, as far as the particular Pri Adama, which is called an aired apple, potatoes, I am Mishnah Berurah Sivkai Nuches. Look at Mishnah Berurah Sivkai Nuches says later on that you do not make a brach on potatoes because we store potatoes for months on end and it doesn't have that new specialness of seasonal fruits. Kasra Achorim, the bracha zu ein sarch shi'ur. The Achorim write that for this bracha, there's no minimum amount. Because the bracha is for a happiness. Shiroya shenigmar pri, when you see the fruit developed. Kasa berhet b'shem halachas ketanis. To berhet of kodes halachas ketanis. Dal peres hamukovim, if it's a grafted plant. Min b'she'en omino, two different species. Eim avarach analav, we don't say shechiyonu. Lefishe b'tchilasu nasa neged mitzvah sabar, because the whole creation of this plant is against Hashem's will, and therefore it's inappropriate to say the bracha shachyanu. The b'tshuva shes yayivitz chelik hazeh, Rabbi Yaakov Endlin disagrees, then b'yas nois afal hamamz mevarch, and b'yad noa, you make a bracha even on a mamzer, v'en lecha harkova psula yosim menu, nothing worse than that, but l'maisa, we don't pass Rabbi Yaakov Endlin. The meaning is we do not say shachyanu on grafted plants for trees or vegetables and the like. Mishnah Berurah Sivkai Nuches, Mevarech Shechiyonu. We say Shechiyonu. Ve'eina ela Rishus. We consider this bracha a Rishus, optional. Dila Mevarech lo Me'enash. He doesn't get punished if he doesn't make the bracha. U'mikamoka, however, Ra'u li Zoher Shlo Levat, one should be careful not to ignore this bracha either. So the notes clarify that it doesn't mean to say it's a total Rishus. It's just not as strong a Chiyuv as other Chiyuvim. But it's definitely something one should strive to do. Sivkan Yud, B'yad Chavero, even if he sees the fruit in someone else's hand, the Ikara Niskan al Simcha Salev, the bracha is for the Simcha, Shemesameach al Smichas Pri Chadosh, that you have a happiness when you see the new fruits develop and ripen and sprout. So that's why we say the bracha makes no difference if it's yours or someone else has it. The Mechaber says, whether it's in someone else's hand or on a tree. So the Be'er Halacha comments, Nira the af emroya b'shabbos on the tree, you also say the shechiyonu bracha. It would seem even if I see it on Shabbos, shein yochel l'soshlo u'le'achlo. Now I'm not allowed to pick it on Shabbos. I can't eat it on Shabbos. Afilu hach yivarch, you still say the bracha. The be'emes kvar nigmar hapri. The truth is the fruit is developed. El da ariyahu d'rviyala. There's a lion sitting on it. Meaning to say, there's an isser to pick it and eat it. But l'maisa, that's nothing to do with the simcha I have, that the fruit is there. Even on Shabbos, you should be able to make the bracha. Mishnah Berurah Sivkatan Yun Aleph, Achas Achila. The meaning is not to say the bracha until we eat. Demisha ein libo semech b'riyaso rak b'chilaso, because a person who isn't particularly happy at seeing the fruit, only at eating the fruit, l'kuli alma mevarech rak achilaso, Evan would agree, he only says the bracha when he actually eats it. And therefore the meaning has become always to wait until we eat to say the bracha, because since there are some people who are not happy when they see it, So we don't want to make difference. He says the bracha when he does see it, he doesn't when he sees it, or when he eats it. So in order to do lo plug, to make a standard across the board, we just say whenever you eat it, that's when you make the bracha. If you look at Pima Golem, he writes, it should come out l'chadchila. The right thing to do is to say shechionu first, and then the bura pia eitz or the bura pia dama. And the logic is because the shechionu should have been said way before. It should have been said when I first saw it. So we don't. We wait till you eat it. So instead of being a hefsik between the bracha and the eating, we say shechionu first. Another possibility is to say the bracha, taste a little bit, and then say shechionu. After the gam zetov, maybe that's also okay. Ubediyaved and ber shechionu achar habracha shebercha lachila koydum shehiskalatam. But bediyaved, if he said the berpia eats first, and then this shechionu, and then he eats, gam kein ein ze hafsik. We're going to say it's not a hafsik. I ain't shumlok over there. So the Prima Gadim puts forward that the shechionu should come first. Bediyaved, if he said shechionu second, you said the berpia eats, and then shechionu, that's okay as well. The notes bring that the Chazon Ish held, you say Bar Pi Eitz first and Shechenu second, and this is an Eshel Avam from Buchach, and the Chaf Chaim says Shekein Hu Aminig, and the Rosh Hashulchan says that is the Minig HaOlam. He personally sides with the Pima Gadim, but Lamaisa, the Minig HaOlam, the widespread practice is to say the Bracha first and the Shechenu second. Sifkad Yud Beis Ad Shenigmar V'chulu. The Bracha is not said until we see the fruit in its fully developed form. If we just see it's beginning to blossom, we don't make the bracha yet. What's the Lord mean to say? The after the inyan bracha la pri, even though when you want to eat it and you make a bracha on the fruit, kaimelam is simen reish base sif base. We learn back in simen reish base. The mevarchin ala boisa begafanim borei pia eitz, that on the immature grapes we will still say a borei pia eitz. Mishegiu the shir pul halavan, once it reached the size of a pul halavan, this white bean. Ubashar kali ilonus, mishayotsiu pri, shuroi lechol aide dechak. And other trees, when the fruit is developed enough that you can eat it with a little, you know, necessity. If you need to eat it, you'll eat it then. So you'll already make the bracha boropia aids. Hakali in the shechianu in the varch. When it comes to Shechionu, it's a higher bar, and you should not make the Shechionu until it's fully developed, fully ripened, and good to eat. Let's say B'diavid, he did say Shechionu before it was developed, when it was still Beiser, when it was not fully ripened. It's a Baruch L'Vatala. If you look at Magen Avraham, he quotes the Radvaz. If it reached the size of this white bean, this would seemingly apply to all the trees when the fruits come out. Since you'd make the appropriate bracha if you were to eat it, you can make shechionu as well. Since the Radvaz holds this way, b'diavad, if someone did make the bracha when the fruit was still immature, we can rely on his sheet, and we're not going to make the bracha again. So even though the first view says it's a bracha l'vatolo, to advise holds is fine. And memela b'diavad will be samech on that. Sifkad yud gimel. If a person did not say a bracha shechionu when he first saw the fruit, the din is he can make the bracha the second time he sees it. Tahari anan nahaginon de emavorchen achas achila. Our minig is we only make the bracha when you eat it. Afshurah kama pa'am mikodem, even though you see it many times beforehand. And memela, if you want to make the bracha on the re'iyah, the fact that you saw it once before doesn't preclude making the bracha when you see it a second time. Vimlo berch b'shas achila b'shona, but let's say you didn't make the bracha when you saw it, and you didn't make the bracha when you ate it the first time. At that point, you cannot make the bracha when you eat it a second time. And certainly, you cannot make a bracha on that achila, even though you haven't fully digested. I mean to say, I made the bracha, I eat the fruit, and then I chab, and say shechionu. So maybe say shechionu now on what I just ate. That for sure doesn't work. We're saying you can't make shechana the next time I eat it, and certainly you can't make shechana what you ate already. So basically, our minig is to wait till we eat it, but you can't blow it, because if you wait and then you miss it, it's gone. Siv Dalet. Im berach shechyonu al shirzish, kishayorchel gindish, chayis berach shechyonu. If you make the shechyonu on one type, when you eat another type, you say shechyonu again. So the Ramo explains a little bit. Vehem kishnei munei gudgudonios. It's like two types of cherries. Could go on vankshil, the kirshin, the kol kiyotz b'zeh. So kitzur shulchan aruch makes it easy. In the kitzur, he says the vankshil are sour cherries, and kirshin are sweet cherries. So they're both cherries, but there are sour cherries and there are sweet cherries. And what the mechaber is saying is, you make shechyonu on each. Just because you make shechyonu on the sour cherry doesn't preclude shechyonu on the sweet cherry. It's two different things. That's what Dora is saying, like two types of cherries, the vankshil and the kirshin. The sour and the sweet are two different things. And we say two shechyonos. Mishnah Berura, Sifkar Nidat, Kishiyachal Ginnis V'chulam. What's the learning to say? Afal pisha kulam nichnasam tachasug min echod. Even though they're all essentially one species, still we treat them as two different types when it comes to the bracha shechyonu. Kishtei simachos hein. There's two separate simchas. He's happy twice. V'ayim magen avam, u'b'sharach rov shakos, if you look at magen avam, and the other achorim who write, da'afilu im ein chalukim b'shmam. Even if they don't have different names, im chalukim b'ta'amon, if they taste different, could go into einim levanim, u'ten shchorim, like the light figs and the dark figs. Shnei minim hein lezeh. They are considered two types for this bracha. You say in each one shechyonu, if they are not brought at the same time. So Rabbi Shartzion points out, if they're coming b'bas achas, even to minim chalukim legamri, b'vadei dai b'brocha achas. If there's a variety of new fruits, also assortment of new fruits, you only make one shechyonu and all of them at the same time. It's when they come at different times that we make separate shechyonos. But if they're all there at one time, you say the same bracha. So if these figs came at different times, he'd say two brachas. V'chein, similarly, shnei minei agasim, two types of pear, o tapuchim, or apple, o agozim, or nuts. Gam ken tzarech levarech al kol echad shechyonu, he makes shechyonu each type. The Vilna Goy in his commentary does not like this. The Docha Rayo saying he pushes aside their proofs. It seems his opinion is since essentially it's one thing, it's a pear, it's an apple, it's a nut. It's enough that he said the bracha once the first time. Rabbi Yaakov Emden in Merkutsia quotes his father, Chacham Tzvi, also like this, like the Vilna Gaon. Amnon, however, the Besoiv at the end, Mitzad Et Sham, he goes and is leaning over there, Da'afte Be'emes L'Sha'ari Inyonim, Nikron Min Echad, even though for other things we will call them one type, Nikon Malkom, Nin Be'er Shechyanu, still when it comes to Shechyanu, the Nisken Al HaSimcha Shebelev, because this is based on the Simcha in the heart, Mistabro the Nischadish Lo Al Kol Dov V'Simcha V'Nei Atzmo. It makes sense to say that there's a new simcha on each one by itself. V'nicha pesach ha-shulchan aruch, and therefore the shulchan aruch's decision makes sense. Ayin shom, look over there. So you have this machlokes. The Vilna Goyim wants to say that apples are apples and pears are pears and figs are figs and that's it. But the mechaber doesn't say that. He says if they're different varieties, meaning they taste different, there's a different tam, so then you're going to make separate shechyanus.